I'd like to welcome everyone to Software Spotlight Live, your front row seat to the latest innovations in software for small business. I'm Michael Bernswag, your host, and each week we're joined by executives at leading software companies to get an insider's perspective on the emerging technologies, business strategies, and market trends shaping the future. Tune in to stay ahead of the curve on leveraging software to boost productivity and growth in your business. Be sure to visit our website, softwareoasis.com, to access our free weekly software newsletter and sign up for our upcoming software webinar series. In today's episode, we have a real treat and a distinguished guest from MenuSano. We will be looking at their groundbreaking SaaS solution, crafted by Converge Digital Solutions. Our guest, Sonia Couto, is the founder and will guide us through this innovative platform designed to streamline operations and enhance customer experience in the food service industry. So with that, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate your taking the time out to join us and bring our community up to speed on MenuSano. So why don't we start right there? Tell us a little bit about the name and about the solution.
Yeah, for sure. MenuSano is a nutrition analysis software for the food service industry. So it is business to business. And basically, it allows companies like food manufacturers, restaurants, cannabis, edible companies, anyone who needs to sell a product that requires a label, or restaurants who require calories on menus, they can use our system to build out their recipes and get the nutrition analysis and labels that they need to sell their product, import, things like that. We use, obviously, software to get all of that done. So there's some innovative parts behind the application that we can get into, but really it allows companies to get compliant nutrition labels for their businesses.
Sure, makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure there must be a lot of moving parts in terms of, you know, getting the information in the first place and then getting it in the correct format into the system and then, you know, flowing from there. Are there partners behind the scenes that a lot of the organizations that are using your software would need to start out with? So, for example, let's say I had a brownie that I'm looking to bring to market and I need to get all of the correct information. What would be the starting point? Maybe you could walk us through that journey.
Sure. So we actually use government source databases to provide the ingredients in our system. So for the U.S., we provide the USDA databases. Right now, there's currently four to five. So there's branded databases, and then there's the standard USDA databases that are also used by labs. These databases have ingredients that have been tested in labs. So everything comes to us directly from the USDA. So if you have a brownie, you're a client and you have a brownie company and you want to make brownies to sell at grocery stores, all you need to do is enter in your brownie recipe. So
sure.
2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of cocoa, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of milk. So you would enter in the quantities that you want for each ingredient, and then you would select the ingredient from our databases. So when you search sugar, the system will provide you all of the different sugars that are available from the USDA database. Then you would select the right sugar, the right measurements, and then the right amount. Then our system takes into account all of the rounding rules required by the USDA. So there are rounding rules that are done after a recipe is done. So we do all the rounding, and then we also work with the USDA to make sure that our labels are actually compliant. So compliant labels have certain layouts that they need to follow, and they need to present certain information like carbohydrates and omegas and things like that. So we have a variety of different compliant labels. So once a customer is done creating their recipe, they just save that recipe, and then the system does everything in the background for rounding rules and everything, and then provides them the option to select a label. We have labels with that are bilingual, etc. So once they select their label, they can export it directly out of Menusano in JPEG or PDF high resolution format. And then they can send that to their graphic designers for their labeling, or they can print it directly from Menusano. But, you know, at a high level, really what it does is it allows you to create a recipe and then get your label. Creating that recipe, you know, it has, you go through the workflow of adding ingredients, quantities, and things like that. But there's also additional features where you can select for the system to, let's say you want to make a recipe that's going to serve 100 people, and you don't know the quantities of each ingredient that you need, the system will do that for you. So there's also like cooking methods that you can create based on the water evaporation of a recipe. So there's a lot of things that happen in the background, but on the client level, all they see is, hey, I can build my recipe, and then I get a label.
Sonia, you make that sound so easy, but I know you've taken a very, very complex process and automated it. So what was life like for a small food manufacturer prior to a solution like this? What did they need to do?
So traditionally, the way to do that is to send food to a lab to get it analyzed. And labs are very expensive. I mean, today, there are still needs for labs. So if you're going to fast freeze something, or you're going to do something very specific that requires lab testing, that's still required. But on something simple like what we're providing, if you send a recipe to a lab, it can cost between $800 to $1,300 per recipe. So if you have a restaurant with, you know, 20 different recipes on their menu, that's $1,300 times 20, 25, which is a lot.
Yeah.
With our system, you know, it's SaaS, so they're getting a package where they can do a certain amount of recipes or unlimited for a monthly cost or a yearly cost, and you know they can build 100 recipes, they can build 1,000, and that's going to be their cost. So it's a lot more cost effective than sending food to a lab. There are also a couple of other software companies that have been around longer. So there's one particular company that's been around since the 80s, and they're a little bit like more on the enterprise size. They just recently started doing SaaS, but their price tag represents enterprise applications. So they're not, you know, a smaller SaaS company that's catering to thousands of people that just need it one time or sign up for a year and that's their price. They're more focused on, you know, large companies that are going to have a very high ticket and are willing to pay for it.
Wow, it almost sounds like your team has become like the Stripe of the industry. I mean, you've just made it so easy to get something from concept to reality. And
took a while. I'm making it sound really easy.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, our system, one of the things that we always get complimented on, it is the ease of use. When we built it, we went into a professional kitchen at a restaurant, and we built the software directly with the chefs and people who were going to be the users of the application. So we ended up with something very easy to use in a couple of steps. I mean, we do get the odd client here and there that says, oh, your system's too difficult. But in majority, I would say like 95% of the time, people say that it's very easy to use, to understand, go in, step one, step two, step three, you get your label, you're out.
Makes sense. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of compliance that goes hand in hand with, you know, food labeling and all of that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the details that are there certain markets where your solution is a best fit, that where this would fit ideally?
Yeah, we're focused on providing compliance in Canada, the US, and right now the UK, although UK just made some changes to their labels recently, which we're still updating. But compliance-wise, like, I'll give you an example. In Canada, They just changed, they just added some new compliance where now in Canada, we're going to have front package labeling. So okay. The front of package labeling, there are certain rules to what you show, how that data is displayed, where it comes from. So we take care of doing all of that for the client on the background. Once they're done creating their recipes, we just provide them the option to get all of the different options for labeling that they need. We follow, in Canada, we work with the CFIA to make sure that we're compliant. We do use third-party testing, so a lot of dietitians, nutritionists, to test our system, make sure that it is following compliance. And we do have to stay up to date with database changes and labeling changes. Right now, there's been a couple of changes in the U.S. that have taken place, so we make sure that we're staying up to date. As new labeling laws are being enforced, we have a team that's staying on top of that to make sure that anything that the FDA or USDA presents, that we're there to work with them and make sure that it's working. We also work with a couple of universities to help test the system further.
Got it. So could you maybe walk me through like the day in the life of a restaurant that might be using the solution or for a different type of client and what it looks like?
So our biggest market is manufacturers, food manufacturers, and then our second biggest market is restaurants. So okay. I'll give you an example of a food manufacturer. So
sure.
A food manufacturer would make, you know, a large container of a specific food, which consists of a recipe. And they're going to take that recipe and multiply it by 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 servings. In order to sell, to package and sell those products or import them, or they need to have labeling. So if a company in the U.S. wants to import into Canada, they need to provide the Canadian labels in their packaging. If a company in Canada is going to export to the U.S., they need to provide their labels. So labels in Canada and the U.S. are different. Canada requires you to have bilingual English and French. The U.S. is English and Spanish, right? So we provide all of the... So a manufacturer would create their recipe for their bulk recipe, and then the system would divide that recipe into how many servings it's going to make, and then they'll get the label for the serving so that they can... When they're printing out labels for the packaging of that product, our label will already be included in the actual package. It just makes everything so much easier.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. Now, what about on the restaurant side of things? How would things
differ?
Very similar.
A restaurant, let's say a restaurant, I'll give you an example of a recipe. So a hamburger with fries. That's a recipe.
Okay. Sure.
So that actually has a couple of recipes within a recipe. So the patty can be a recipe if they're making the patty from scratch. So that patty could have a bunch of different ingredients in it. And then the bun, they make it themselves or they purchase it. That's another recipe. Buns have flour and all that stuff. So what they're doing in Menusano is they're either entering the recipe for each component, the patty, the bun. If they're not making it, they can enter it in as a custom ingredient. So if I purchase a bun from Schneider's, I can go into Menusano and say, I have a custom ingredient. It's my buns from Schneider's. And when I purchased these buns from Schneider's, they gave me the nutrition labels. So they're a manufacturer and they have to provide it. So now as a restaurant, I go into Menusano and I'm going to create it as a custom ingredient. Once I have all my custom ingredients put in and I have my actual recipes, so the patty, for example, and the French fries, then I can go into another part of the system where I can combine all of these recipes into one. So this is where I would take the burger and assemble it with the patty, the lettuce, the bun, the ketchup, the mustard, and the pickles. And then I would also bring in a couple of French fries. And then the system would take all of those ingredients and do the calculation per serving. So you're combining multiple recipes into one. That part of the system is used mostly for restaurants. Manufacturers don't necessarily combine a lot of recipes into one. They're basically building one packaging it and selling it. The restaurant side is a little bit different because they have different components of a recipe in a dish.
Makes sense. So probably very similar to like a manufacturing, you know, setup where they may have kits or yeah, you know, components exactly, that are assembled into a final product. Makes yeah, a lot of sense. So as far as the solution itself, what, you know, what was your journey towards, you know, putting the product out? What was your, what's the backstory? What was it that, yeah, I'm sure it's not your first entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah. So Menusano, actually the idea of Menusano was put together by a group of people. It wasn't just me. I was part of that group.
Okay.
And it was one of the founders of Converge, which is the software development company that owns Menusano. And so it was just a bunch of us who sort of were eating, and someone had this idea and we're like, oh, let's build something. And then as we were building it, it wasn't going the way we expected it. We thought restaurants were going to want it. They didn't want it because they were scared that if their customers knew what they were eating, they wouldn't want to come back there and eat. So sure, there was a lot of things that we should have researched or thought about that we didn't. So while we're going through this journey, the group of people that had this idea started leaving and going their own way. And then it got to the point where I was the only one left. And so I made the decision to park the product until I could really figure out whether it was worth going forward with it or just shelf it and say goodbye, let it go. I was passionate about it because nutrition and health is something that I care a lot about. It's something that I do on my daily life. I'm a breast cancer survivor, so it's important to me. So I wanted to find a way to really, thank you. So I really wanted to find a way to get this product out because I knew it was going to help people. If a restaurant provided this information to their consumers, consumers could make healthier choices. Our first slogan with Menusano was choice is healthy, which we've now changed, but that's what it was because we were thinking about the consumer.
Right.
So when I relaunched it, we relaunched it with the customer in mind and not the benefit to the consumer. Because when we first launched it, that's what we were thinking about, how consumers were going to benefit from having access to this information. So we really weren't marketing the product well. And also the product was not properly built. It wasn't a full SaaS application. There was a lot of things that we were having to do manually on the back end. So once I had the opportunity to not have any voices or disagreements or people wanting to do things a certain way, I was able to really put together a plan on how to relaunch this project. And really,
what
make
year
sure
is that about?
Pardon?
What year is that about?
Well, 2015 is when I started rebuilding it. Yeah. And so we rebuilt it as a true SaaS product and relaunched it. And we relaunched it with our customer in mind, which is B2B, not B2C. And that's when the product really started doing well. And we started out by selling it to restaurants. So we actually worked with the government, public health in a pilot project in Ontario that eventually led to legislation in Ontario where restaurants with 20 plus locations have to show calories on their menu. So we were part of that pilot project. And once that pilot project was done, there was now a bigger need for our product. But of course, our biggest market is the U.S. And of course, food manufacturers and restaurants are using it. But we started out really trying to focus on restaurants. But restaurants are still a little hesitant. If they don't have to follow compliance, then they won't. Like in Canada, sure, for example, only Ontario has that legislation in place right now, not the rest of the provinces. In the U.S., every state is different. So during COVID, we discovered that a lot of restaurants shut down and didn't really need our service. So that's when we grew the most because a lot of manufacturers started coming to us and wanting our solution. So we quickly pivoted to be able to bring on food manufacturers and make sure that we had a workflow for them. And that's when we really grew the business, was actually during COVID.
Wow. And can you give an example of some organizations that are using the solution today?
Yeah. So Shake Shack in the U.S. is one of our clients. They use our solution. So when you go to a Shake Shack and you see calories on menus, that's provided by Menusano. Dom International, they are a brand manufacturer. So they have various products that they develop, export. They're also being used by us. Sure. We have a couple of cannabis companies that do edibles. And so we have cannabis labels, THC and CBD levels. So Canopy Growth is one of our customers as well. And then we have Ballard Brands. So they have a whole bunch of different brands underneath Ballard Brands. And so they use our system. Schultz Meats, there's so many. We've really grown our client list.
Sure, no, that's really neat. So it obviously speaks volumes about the solution itself and the different applications for the product. Mm-hmm. So as far as the roadmap, so obviously the product's been out for some time. Are there some recent features that you've added in that you're particularly proud of that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
Yeah, I mean, we're always building new features aside from providing new label options. We are now building in AI. So we already have a very easy tool to use, but we want to make it even easier and faster for our customers. We realize that sitting in front of a computer building recipes can be a bit of a tedious job. So one of the things that we're going to have coming up, and it's I don't have a delivery date for it yet, but it is something we're working on. We're going to be using AI to help build out those recipes faster, so our customers can just focus on getting the labeling. We already implemented some AI into the application to help even search these large databases faster. And then I also built a customer board, a customer advisory board. So a lot of startups still build an advisory board. And I felt that wasn't as valuable to me because I was getting all my feedback from our customers. I still go on sales calls and do demos, and I like listening to what our clients think about the product and what they're saying about it and what they would like to see. So I built the customer advisory board so customers can have access to me directly since I'm the founder. And sure. We build our roadmap dependent on the feedback from our customers. So if 20 clients are saying, we really need a feature that does this, this, and that, and it's sort of similar, that goes as a priority into our roadmap. And then we will make it, we will build it, release it, and give it to all of our customers. So those clients that had specifically asked for it, we'll reach out to them and say, hey, you asked for this feature. We built it. Do you want to give us feedback? Do you want to contribute to the requirements we're going to put together for building out the feature? Make sure that it follows your workflow. And then all of our other customers are going to get it. There's no cost to the client for the features that we build. It's part of the SaaS model. But it gives the clients a lot of trust. It builds trust where they know that our goal is making their business more efficient with this application, and that they're getting their money's worth.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think some of the best enhancements to any piece of software come from that feedback loop from customers. Yeah. And as far as that feedback loop, have you found over the years, times where customers may ask for a feature, but then in reality, once you've developed it and released it, it's not something that gets used?
Yeah, I have encountered that. It's actually so funny you asked me that question because we had a feature in the version 1 that we thought was going to be fantastic, and then zero people used it, no one. And then we took it out. We're like, when we rebuilt it, we're like, you know what? Nobody used this. Someone had asked for it. Never used, so let's get rid of it. And now people are asking for it again, and we don't have it in this new version.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
But yes, a lot of times there will be cases like that. But, I make sure that when we're building these new features, we build it as modules. Says one thing with SaaS software that I find is it's either got too much or too little. It's really hard to get a out of the box application that has everything you need. So all of the features that we build, we always assess first, should this be a core feature in the system? If it is, then it'll be part of the Menusano system regardless. But if it's not, we build it as a module where it can be turned on and off. So if a customer's like, I hate this new feature you guys built. I don't want to see it. I don't like it. We'll turn it off. And that client will not see it.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very smart approach. And yeah. One question that I've been wondering while we've been talking, the name Menusano, can you tell us a little bit about the origin story there?
Yeah. So I'm Portuguese and I also speak Spanish. And when we were looking for the domain, we wanted healthymenu.com. And of course, we couldn't find it. And this was like back in 2010. And it was already hard to get a domain. So sure. I started looking at the word healthy in different languages. In Portuguese, it just didn't sound right. But sano is health in Spanish. So we just did menu sano, which really means healthy menu.
Oh, that's great. No, very, very fitting. And I think it goes with your goal and strategy of giving back in terms of health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. And have there been any notable customer implementations where, you know, customers have had like publicity, you know, based on the labeling and things like that have been, you know, in the news or anything like that, that's been exciting over the years? Or
not really, to be honest. Labeling is not sexy.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Now, and
every time I talk to people about Menusano, they're like, "Oh yeah, what is it?" And I explain it. They're like, "Oh, somebody has to do that." No one ever really thinks about it because it's not like what anybody people want to build something that's like cool.
It just makes
doesn't seem it, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and clearly, you know, as our society continues to age and become more health conscious and all of that, it's just something that you say to yourself, why did that not exist before? You know, it's something that you would always hope had been available and the like.
And if you think about it, it goes further than that, right? So nutrition labeling is just one part of it. It's one thing. So like calories on menus, it's great. But for example, if you have type 2 or type 1 diabetes, what's really important to you is not calories. It's actually carbohydrates, right? So hopefully our hope and goal is that eventually restaurants will take it further and not only show the calories, but also show the carbohydrates, because if a diabetic goes into a restaurant, calories does nothing for them. They really need to see the breakdown of the carbohydrates. So even though restaurants are getting calories from our system, they are getting everything. They're just choosing to take
what they want to show
only. Yeah. But we're hoping that eventually, you know, restaurants that are showing their menus online will start volunteering some of this information, because it's actually a benefit to the restaurant. So if a restaurant sort of markets themselves as not a healthy place, so like a chicken wing place, for example, someone who's diabetic may not necessarily want to go eat there because it just doesn't feel like they would have healthy food. But the salad might be healthy. They might have a burger that's healthy. They might have other items. So if they were to showcase those healthy items on their website or their menus, they could bring in a whole different clientele that may not necessarily attend their location. So there's opportunity also for the client, our customers that are using the system, to really use it and take it further than just compliance.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of good sense. And I think at a level, you know, a lot of individuals that are, you know, paying attention for certain health reasons to what they're eating, you know, need not only the information, but to be able to understand the impact on their health and to be able to, they need that information to make good decisions and good choices. Otherwise, it's like you're flying blind. So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And as far as the journey of the solution itself, so obviously you talked a little bit in the early days of you know, the solution and how it came to be. But when you look at where you stand in the marketplace today, if you were to bullet point a couple of things that are unique about the MenuSano solution that you think, you know, individuals that are listening to this podcast should know in terms of making a decision on a solution, what helps the product stand out?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the first one would be ease of use. It is very simple, easy to use. The other thing that I'm just going to base my answers on the feedback that I get, not what I think the features are.
Sure.
The second thing that I get is people love our customer service. If someone needs help or they are looking for something, we are very good at answering right away, and if we don't, getting back to someone. So our team is very focused on customer service. That's our key, and that's where we do a really good job, because a lot of our customers are not super computer savvy. So we want to make sure that we're there to support them with the right tools. So we have a lot of videos for how to use each piece of functionality in the system. But we also have a chat window where there's someone always available, and it's a real human, not a computer. They can call us, they can email us anytime. And the reason why I bring this up is because we've had a lot of clients switch over to us from enterprise systems, and that was one of their biggest complaints, was I call and someone gets back to me 3 months later, right? So one of the biggest emphasis on us is that. And I think third is our ability to continue developing out the system. So when you go into MenuSano, you know, you're using it today, you go into it a month or 2 months, you will see something new. You will see a difference in the system. We're constantly learning from what we're building, from the feedback we're getting from our clients, and we're always building it out. The system, you know, when you log in, it does not look like an old system from the 80s. It looks like it's modern. The user interface is something that we're very conscious of. 2-3 clicks to get to where you need to be, not have to, you know, feel like you're a rocket scientist trying to figure out how to use the thing and how to get to where you need to be. So we're always trying to make it even easier, always developing out new features. We have a recipe costing feature as well, where the system will give you the costs that it will take to build out that recipe. Based on you importing in your manufacturer ingredients. So there's a lot of other features that we're always building out. And that's really our goal. We're a tech company, and we're talking to our client base, industry, food manufacturers, restaurants, food creators, food startups, to understand what are the needs in those spaces so that we can build technology to help make their lives easier, not harder.
Oh, that's great. And it's so important, because I think one of the reasons that SaaS is so amazing is, you know, that the solution itself is always evolving, you know, and always provides additional value, you know, in the years to come. And, you know, you're taking feedback from the users of the solution and incorporating that into future releases. That speaks volumes right there.
Yeah. And the other thing too with SaaS is, I think this is the one thing people don't talk about with SaaS, is if you have a crappy product, you will know very quickly, because the thing with SaaS is I subscribe today and I use it for a month, and if I don't like it and it doesn't do what I needed to do, guess what? I'm going to cancel my subscription. So you have a lot of data into what people want, whether they want to use your system or not. It's really up to the company to make sure that they're listening to their customers and really building out, again, things that are going to be useful and easy to use.
Yeah, and it's obviously an enormous market, you know, in terms of the potential. And, you know, clearly legislation is an important part of fueling growth. But at the same time, you know, companies doing the right thing is also another another component to people getting started on the solution. So yeah. for a manufacturer or for a restaurant or someone considering the Menusano solution, how would they decide what version to get started with? Are there different packages
We only have one version, but there are different packages.
Okay.
So they can select to use our system on a month-to-month basis or on a year-to-year basis. Obviously, the year-to-year does have a cost savings attached to it. And then they can select a package where they only need a couple basic labels, and that starts at about $35 a month. So they can get a couple labels printed out. That package is very useful for food startups. So okay. They only need one or two, and then they cancel their subscription and they don't have to commit. Food manufacturers would do the year to year, and that's what we call our enterprise package. That package has unlimited access to everything. You can build as many recipes as you want, as many labels, and you also get access to all of the databases. So in the other packages, there is a choice in which database you're going to use. So only the USDA or only the Canadian or only the UK or all three. With the USDA, we have an additional four databases that go along with it. So sure, there are different options in different packages. And you can get all of that in our website, menusano.com pricing. But the enterprise, it is definitely the most cost savings and no limitations to what you can do.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out to fill our listeners in on the solution. I think it obviously is a different take on SaaS, and yeah. We're always looking to kind of push the envelope a bit here at the Software Spotlight. So thank you for joining us today. Coming up on our next episode, Gabor Kristen is joining us, and he's the visionary behind Bliss Compass, a revolutionary SaaS solution from DX Labs. And he brings a wealth of experience in the tech industry and a passion for innovation. Gabor has spearheaded the development of this cutting-edge platform designed to transform the way businesses approach employees' well-being and engagement. So be sure to join us for that episode. Coming up on Wednesday, we actually have our customer service webinar. It's integrating AI into your customer service experience. So be sure to join us Wednesday at 1. And be sure to visit our website, softwareoasis.com, to access our free weekly software newsletter and sign up for this upcoming software webinar series. And once again, from Menusano, Sonia Kuto, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.